This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Well, what's going on, everyone? Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Wednesday morning, the day before the season starts. You might have just heard the big booming voice guys say, this is, you know, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Well, I'll tell you what this is. This is the rally in Royersford. This is McGurk's. This is the day before the game.
Go Birds!
Good morning to you. Hope you're having a great start. Haven't noticed. There's
Dallas
not much,
sucks.
Not much of a crowd here yet, but it'll be here.
And it's all right. Me and Ava can make a crowd ourselves.
That's right. We look forward to good tidings today as the Eagles get going tomorrow. A game, obviously, they should win. I think we'll all be pretty darn surprised if they don't. Should be a heck of a season. Doesn't mean it'll be quite as elite as last year. Let's hope it is. But we'll break it down today, and we'll discuss it in great detail, obviously looking ahead, looking back, looking to that ceremony that sounds like the Eagles are going to eschew tomorrow night. Look, we'll get to all that. A little bit on the Phils. Phils off yesterday, back at it tonight. But heavy on the Eagles today. It is the rally in Royersford. It is, as we broadcast from McGurk's in Royersford. Hope you can make it out here at any point over the next 12 hours. And if not, obviously listen on WIP, on the app, on watch on YouTube. All of it with you at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
A common garden snail has 14,000 teeth.
Whoa.
Yeah, they're pretty small.
14,000 teeth,
you act,
buddy?
Joe, you acted very familiar.
You were very calm about that.
I've heard about the many teeth thing.
Have you really?
Yeah, sure.
Well, what kind of response is they're very small to that many teeth? Wouldn't you be like, wow, I can't believe it. They're so small.
I went to the next step. They're very small.
They're called radula.
Okay. I'm a next step kind of guy.
Some you are. Species. You're ready to keep going.
Oh, dude, I'm some totally ready to keep going. I want to talk football.
Let's power through. Go Birds!
I don't want to talk about teeth. All right, so I want to talk about a ceremony. I want to see a ceremony. I want to enjoy a ceremony. You know who's going to enjoy the ceremony? Me. You know who's not? Eagles team. All right, so let's break this down. It's funny, when the news broke, I immediately got two texts. One saying a friend loved it, one saying a friend hated it. So, you know, it's so on brand with this current Eagles group, you know, Jalen, let's keep the main thing the main thing. I grew up in the Buddy Ryan era. Obviously, they didn't win anything of consequence. But I will tell you, in many ways, it was More fun?
It was a lot of fun.
All right. So I throw it out
it
to everyone.
It wasn't more
here.
Fun. I'm sorry. So we Winning
got,
is more fun.
We got James. We got John. We got Devin. We got Rhea. And obviously everyone at 215-592-9494. By the way, later in the show, Shiel Kapadia will be calling in. Ross Tucker will be here. Merrill Reese will be here. I mean, we're loaded for bear today. All right. So here's where I'm at on this situation. I do miss the old days. I do miss when teams, organizations would just lean the hell in. Honestly, if it were up to me, all right, I would rub Dallas's face into it as much as possible. I've told you all offseason, I'm serious about this. I would have Brandon Graham go to midfield before the game for the coin toss. He can be the ceremonial captain, and I'd have him amble out there with both Lombardi trophies. No, we know they're not going to do that. Because they don't think the way I think. They weren't raised the way Buddy, you know, Ryan raised me. John, is this foolishness by me or am I right? Because here's the thing. I'll ask everyone listening. Would you like the Eagles to go all in, rub it in Dallas's face as much as possible, and have the players out there on the field to watch the ceremony, participate, so to speak, from an observing standpoint? Or are you down with this idea, who knows who came up with it, Sirianni, Hurst, whoever, that they're going to be back in the locker room, if you missed it yesterday, back in the locker room, not even watching the ceremony when the banner gets unfurled. John Ritchie, what say you?
They did not watch in 2018, correct?
I don't know.
They did.
It was reported they didn't, but there was also the rain, and they were on and off the field. Really knows if they would
what the
have,
plan was?
It had not played out that way.
It was very rushed when they actually.
They did the banner in 2 seconds. Like, yes. Who knows?
It was a horrible ceremony. Yeah. I think they were trying to.
They
speed
certainly
up to get
didn't
the
say coming in, we're not going to watch the banner ceremony. That wasn't a thing or anything.
Yeah, so I don't think we can base anything on 18.
Don't want to watch the banner ceremony, do they?
I would.
Me too.
You would want to, James.
Of course. Are you kidding me? I just won the Super Bowl. And I know, like,
no.
I think this is kind of lame, honestly.
Guys.
I think it's kind of lame.
You they do think it's lame. So, James, I thought you were going to keep the main thing the main thing.
No, I think it's lame.
All right,
like,
all right, John, go ahead.
These players are not looking back at last year. These players, just like the last time in 2018, they're not going to watch.
Well, you can't base it on 2018. That was a rain delay. That's a whole different thing.
Come on. It's from last year. Some of the guys they've talked about this year weren't part of the team who are on this team now. It's a different group. It is time to move forward, not look back. It's the first game of the 2025 season. That was an entire year of work that was rewarded, well rewarded and celebrated, but it's no longer. That team is no longer, and this team needs to keep their eyes ahead. It would be a mistake to continue to dwell on the past.
All right, so
I've seen the complications.
I'm really fascinated to find out where people stand on this at 215-592-9494. Let me put this disclaimer out there before we go any further. It's not the end of the world, all right? No one's saying they're going to win the Super Bowl because they're not watching the ceremony. No one's saying they're not going to win the Super Bowl because they're not watching the ceremony. But I will say, I mean, sports to me is supposed to be fun.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I feel like the deeper we've gotten into this sports thing in America, maybe not in Europe with their soccer hooligans, but the deeper we've gotten into this sports thing in America, you know, coaches are boring. Players, you got more player talk now. I mean, I miss the freaking hatred. All right? I'm not going to lie. I miss the hatred. I mean, I really do. I miss when organizations, you know, Buddy Ryan, you go to Soldier Field and you honk the horns going around before the playoff game. Give me more of that.
Fake kneel downs.
Fake kneel downs, right. All right.
My favorite, Rhea. James.
All right, Rhea, where do you stand? I am fascinated, Rhea, because obviously you saw the old days like I saw the old days. But you also know they've won more in the present.
Yep.
Where do you stand on this topic?
I am all about the pettiness. And frankly, I think the NFL wanted them to be all about the pettiness. Otherwise, why did they schedule Dallas on the opening night?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, are the Eagles players not allowed to look at the banner when they eventually come out on the, like, cover your eyes? I think what I've noticed, and listen, if Howie said to them, listen, after 2018, we were all kind of like, oh, we're all so great. You got to handle this differently. But, like, I know Nick goes off a little bit. I feel like somebody has surgically removed his personality from him. this offseason because they're going so far the other way.
Yeah, they are taking it far.
Yeah.
They are. They really are.
So
Devin,
I'm all for it. Be out
Devin,
there.
Devin, come down on this.
You know.
Well, I mean, I guess I will enjoy the banner unveiling by myself on the sideline tomorrow night. I mean, it aligns with the message that they've been preaching, you know, throughout the entire offseason. Jordan Mailata told us earlier in the week Nick is a big fan of visual representations, as we know, and he showed them a picture of a car in the rearview mirror and Super Bowl in the rearview. So I get it. I didn't expect them to take it that far.
No, I hadn't thought of it.
And honestly, so when Nick said it, I think we all were kind of like, oh, wow. I assumed that that was breaking news. I was imagining Eagles, you know, game presentation staff kind of scrambling like, oh, wow. Okay, now we need to rework this. But apparently season ticket holders got a schedule and the players are scheduled and have been scheduled to run out after the banner reveal. So this has been a planned thing, which was surprising to me just because like a lot of them also claim that they didn't know that it was happening, which I do find hard to believe. But look, I mean, if they want to stick with the mantra, the kind of mentality they've been trying to stick with all offseason, then it makes sense. It's
so
consistent
they're
with
taking it too far, Joe, is my problem. Like, this is not about the pettiness for me, and I hate Dallas more than anyone. This is about the fact that you are the Super Bowl champions. Like, every team is coming for you. You are the hunted. Like, it is foolish to ignore the fact that you won the Super Bowl last year. Like, I'm fine with moving on and focusing on this season, but I think you're taking it too far. Think about the Chiefs last year. They didn't win the Super Bowl, but as soon as they won their second Super Bowl on the field after the Super Bowl, what'd they say? Three-peat. We're going for a three-peat. And they got to the Super Bowl. It didn't hinder them from getting to the Super Bowl.
The prior year, they had repeat.
That's the point. Yeah. Like, I think we're going to, I have no problem with keeping the main thing, but I think the banner thing, it feels forced.
So, John, let me ask you.
If this takes this team off of its normal pre-game schedule, then it doesn't work. If this is a distraction in any way, meaning it takes their attention for 1 second away from what it would normally be focused on, in a pregame situation,
sure.
It's not worth
doing. All right,
so
look, all of this on the table. Where do you stand? And this gets to a little bit of a broader point about sports. Do you find the more staid current state of sports more boring than it used to be and not as fun? I do. I really do. I mean, no one says anything in press conferences. You know, everyone's buddy-buddy, you know, NBA players, you know, after the Dream Team, everyone plays together, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, all right, at a certain point, I just missed the old days. Is this foolishness by me, or am I on the right track missing the old days? Where do you stay? Because I know this. Buddy would rub Dallas's nose in it. They would. Look, we'll talk to Vermeil tomorrow. It'd be interesting to find out. I don't know that he would rub Dallas's nose in it, but I do think he would have his players out there on the field to watch it. I do. I mean, we can look back to his time with I was going to say St. Louis, but he wasn't their coach in 2000 after they won. So
it's a celebration of last year's team.
Yeah.
This is this year's team in that locker room. I think it makes sense that they're staying.
All right, 215-592-9494. Do you like the decision? Yes or no? What Sirianni said about it? You'll hear that coming up next. Do you want to see the Eagles team and organization rub it in Dallas's face as much as possible? Would you like, as I mentioned, for Brandon Graham to go out to midfield before the game with both Super Bowl trophies? I think it'd be funny. I know they're not going to do it. I know this. If they did it, the link would freaking erupt. You tell me. 215-592-9494. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, Seltzer, Devin, and Rhea. It is the Birds rally in Royersford the day before the season begins, right here with you on 94 WIP. All right, good morning to you. On it's a unique Wednesday. Let me tell you why. Eagles have never started their season on a Thursday night as the first game of the season after winning a Super Bowl for the second time.
Ah!
See what I just did there?
That was a good work
for
right
the
there.
Second time. All right, so banner situation. They're not going to be out there on the field. Let's give you the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Hurry to Armin Chevrolet for the $7,500 federal EV tax credit. It ends September 30th. Now in stock, the Equinox Blazer and Silverado EVs together. Let's drive. Poll question, do you like the Eagles coaches? And do you like the decision the Eagles coaches and players have made to not be on the sideline for the Super Bowl banner reveal ceremony? Yes or no. Let's listen to Nick Sirianni, then we'll get right to the phones. But Sirianni yesterday revealing this, a press conference, he's asked about the ceremony. You know, here we go. Let's just listen to Sirianni, and he's obviously not telling the truth. I'm not calling him a liar. We all know there's intent behind what he's trying to do here. But listen to Sirianni as he framed it yesterday.
You guys have emphasized you're moving on from last year. The last banner night in 2018, it's famous that the fans booed the Eagles at halftime because they weren't happy with the way things were going, albeit it was banner night. How do you feel about the fact that
this fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at Chooseprimavera.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Even though it is banner night for you guys, the fans will still have the standard of performing and winning at a high level.
Yeah, I didn't know it was banner night. We won't be out for that.
Okay, so, dude. All right, he obviously knows it's banner night, and we're to take him at his word, right?
Because
I'm actually asking a real question. The first statement is not factually true. He does know,
of
it's
course,
banner night.
Yes.
Is the second statement? I just want to make sure we know for sure they're not going to be out there.
They're not going to be out there. Yeah, I believe him when he said they're not going to be out there. I think he went too far saying, was it banner night? Really? I had no idea. Is that what happens when you're in a
all
Super
right,
Bowl?
Let's get a lot of reaction here. What do you make of it, the decision to not get out there, to watch, participate, however you want to frame it? Donna in Philadelphia kicks us off as we broadcast from McGurk's in Royersford today. It is the rally in Royersford. Donna, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, Donna. What do you make of this situation, Donna?
Well, I really think it's for the fans more so than the players. Like they say, they moved on. We want them with that mentality, I feel. But the fans want to see it. I know I'm going. I am definitely looking forward to that part of the game. I really am, as a fan.
Well, you should. I mean, it's only the second time from a Super Bowl standpoint, and you got to be, you know, about 65 years old or 70 to remember it when the Eagles won in 60. So yeah, these are special things, and I'm going to enjoy it. But I will tell you this, Donna, I don't think I'll enjoy it as much as I would have if the players were there. It just kind of puts it's a little weird.
It's like if they don't want to enjoy it, it's weird.
The thing is, once it's there, like it's going to be there, like not just this season, but I mean, as long
shield your eyes, don't look at it.
Yeah. So are they just not going to look at it?
And again, every team's coming for them. They're the champs. Like, are they just going to ignore? Don't we hear that all the time? Oh, we got the bullseye on us. Everyone's coming for us. Like, they know that's happening. It just feels very head in the sand to me.
Donna, you support the decision, though?
I do. And I'm a little on the fence with it. I mean, I'm sure that there are going to be some, especially the players that have never experienced it before. You know, they're like, okay. That
well, which is almost all of them. Yeah, almost all of them.
Well, Lane,
and listen, Donna, good call, kicking us all. Appreciate it. So the only guys back would be Lane and Jake Elliott.
Yeah.
That have experienced it because BG and Lovato were on the prior team, but not on this team. By the way, the broadcast today, the rally in Roseford, day before the season, here at McGurk's in Roseford, is presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. We certainly appreciate Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey being part of this today. Let's also have you be a part of it at 215-592-9494. And when you do, your chance to win Phillies tickets today, because the Phillies will be taking on, well, later today, the Brewers out there, but the Mets next week here in Philly, a September 10th game, 6:45 first pitch. For tickets to this or any Phillies game, get yourself to Phillies.com. So on a day that's heavy on the Eagles, we also mix the Phillies in and give you a chance to win the tickets. And here's how you can do it today. You got to tell us the answer to what was highly anticipated. Real life, we're not talking about movies. From real life, what was a highly anticipated situation? Best answer, whoever provides it, is go. Because obviously, like for instance, you know, the Eagles winning their first Super Bowl was highly anticipated. All right, got it, check. And this game is highly anticipated. And this season is highly anticipated for all obvious reasons. John, when you think of something, and again, everyone, 215-592-9494, for highly anticipated. John, what comes to mind for you?
The date was May 19th. 1999, the movie was Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace.
Yeah, sure.
Release in the United States. It was all of a sudden, we'd heard all about Anakin Skywalker, this man who became the icon, the feared icon, who brought balance to the Force ultimately. Yeah,
except he didn't. But the thing, it was the first.
Now you get to see his childhood?
Yeah.
Wow.
First Star Wars movie in about 20 years. It's a good answer. Seltzer, what was highly anticipated?
October of 2022. Red October finally came back to Philadelphia. Yeah. The bat spiked the whole thing.
Yeah. Love you're right. That was a big deal. Remember, they had to keep winning on the road.
Totally.
To get that done. Yeah. Devin, what was highly anticipated?
Is it real love? Is it not? Are they actually soulmates? Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce getting engaged.
The current. I like it. That's
so
good
the
work.
Engagement. The engagement. By the way,
one more anticipating it than Elliot Shore.
Someone this weekend bought my book Down the Shore and told me he's, and I don't know if it's true, but it sounded true. The guy seemed very believable. Told me he's Taylor Swift's father's best friend.
Sure.
And the book's going to the Swift family.
Really?
Swear to God.
Well, that's so. Were you in Stone Harbor, like that area?
Stone Harbor,
yeah. So the Swifts. I know they definitely used to go there. I don't know if they still do. Yeah. But
buddy, did the camera book make it its way to the Swift household? Big deal.
And from my cruise, it's headed to Australia because me and Amy became friends with a couple in Australia. I was like, hey, you got to take the book, take it to Australia.
Joey International.
Yeah. All right, Rhea, something highly anticipated. What do you got?
The 2024 solar eclipse.
Yeah, well, it was, any of that kind of stuff. I always look forward to that.
It was, I mean,
except
my whole
for the
family.
One where you're supposed to not look up.
You have to use the glasses or the box with the tinfoil. Yeah.
I do enjoy that stuff. Look, let me give you one that might be the biggest answer of all because it was going to determine the fate of the world, and it did in many ways. D-Day was one of the most highly anticipated things in human history.
Good answer.
Basically, for 2 years, everybody knew. for about 2 years that, you know, the Allied forces were going to have to, you know, go west. They were going to have to get into Europe, that part of Europe, and go. And they did. But it did not happen in 43 as a lot of people thought it would. They had to anticipate, you know, the moon and the water and the tides and all this stuff. And finally, obviously, June 6, 1944, D-Day, a very highly anticipated
Imagine
moment.
Imagine waiting for that, like with just the news, you know, the way news worked. It must have been like...
They knew for 2 years it was going to happen at some point.
And you're waiting and wondering.
But they also had to build up the force. Yes. They had to get over to England.
Man, that's crazy. Great
very
answer.
Complicated. All right, what's the best answer for what was highly anticipated? 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on all this. Give us a great answer to that. Joe to Cameron Generous, plus a little bit more of what Sirianni said yesterday. We'll play that audio for you as well. As it is, the day before the game, it is the rally in Roersford. We're at the Roersford, we're at McGurk's in Roersford. Joe to Cameron John Ritchie, it's 94 WIP. Sure is the rally in Roersford as we broadcast from McGurk's, one of the many McGurk's throughout the Delaware Valley. And it's all presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. So the boss, Giants fan, Jets fan, Eagles fan? What do we know about?
Not an Eagles fan, I'm sure.
Probably not.
No.
Probably Giants, right?
Yeah, he's probably a loser Giants fan.
Probably Giants.
That's why I'm not a fan.
Fair enough. Something Marcus Epps said about his status for tomorrow. I'm glad he's back. John, you remember when we had him in studio a couple years ago. I mean, on a personal level, I liked him a lot.
Man.
And I also thought he was a very solid player for the Eagles.
He seemed like such a, but it's a good adjective, solid. I was going to say, seemed like such a stabilizing factor in the back end. And when we had a chance to talk to him a little bit more, same impression.
Totally.
Just a stable, you know, steady guy who, you know, loved playing football and you know, was a good team dude.
I thought so, too.
I appreciated just the way he came across and the way he treated the game.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to have him back. I mean, in some ways, I'm hoping he wins the job, at least in the early part until Makubu's ready.
Maybe they're thinking the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think he at his best. Like, let me put it this way. Him in 2022 is certainly better than what Sidney Brown's been. There's no question about that. The question is whether Sidney Brown has improved, and the other question is whether Marcus Epps has regressed because of the knee situation. But, so we will find out on that front. All right, so give us something that was highly anticipated. You can win the Phillies tickets for the September 10th game. And again, all this at 215-592-9494. Let me remind you, with the rally in Roersford, you can get breakfast here today for $12. What a great deal. Bacon, egg, and cheese on a croissant. You can get the pork roll, egg, and cheese on a bakery fresh bun. Green peppers, egg, and cheese on a long roll. We're all about to eat a bunch of food, and certainly you can as well if you get here. You can join us also on YouTube, and if you're not able to be here today, obviously, just listen as the station will broadcast for 12 hours. From the McGurk's and Roersford, you can listen at 215-592-9494 and call, is what I meant to say. All right, let's go to the phones. Talk to Patrick. He's calling from Tabernacle. Good morning, Patrick.
Morning, everybody. How we doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Patrick.
Fired up here, man.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And I can't, you know what, this is crazy. I just saw for the first time two Super Bowl t-shirts. Actually, down, get in your book, Joe. There's a place in there, they had two-time Super Bowl champion shirt there. I'm like, man, that's crazy. Great.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
that's
still hard to believe, right?
Yeah,
it's amazing.
That's just, I saw it and I just stopped there. I'm like, oh, man, that's crazy. But listen, it's so exciting. Labor Day's early, and it's almost like Christmas is early this year. So I'm excited. I'm excited as hell. And this thing, you know what? Sirianni's earned my trust and respect. And if he wants to keep the boys in, keep them in. If he wants to take them out, take them out. I don't know. It seems a little childish not coming out. I don't know. But
you do bring up a good point, though, Patrick. Look, I don't like it either, but you do bring up a good point. Sirianni's been a really good coach. I would actually say a great coach.
Great.
Mm-hmm. And he does deserve some benefit of the doubt that he may have the pulse of the situation better than anyone else. So I can not like it. Look, I do understand it. Let me be clear. Even though I'm telling you I don't like it, I understand it. And I do respect the methodology behind it, because I know Sirianni is trying to have his players ready to fire on all cylinders for 3 hours Thursday night from 8:20 to 11:20. And that is commendable.
I agree with that, too.
It's crazy, but just let him do his thing. I mean, think back to where we started with this guy and to where we are today. And I'm pretty cool with something like this. He knows what's going on better than I do and than we do. And real quick, too, hey, John Ritchie, 57 years ago today, guess what song was released?
How many years?
57.
57.
A cover song, one of the greatest cover songs performed by our boy, James Marshall Hendrix, covering All Along the Watchtower.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yep,
man.
All Along the Watchtower. But listen, man, go Birds. And my guess, yo, how about Y2K?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, that was highly anticipated. What a flop. What a good flop.
Yeah.
Yes,
what
a flop, it was a good flop.
Thank goodness it played out the way it did.
The rare good flop in society. 215-592-9494. Y2K. If you're too young to know, basically the concept was, because we were flipping from 1999 to 2000 and computers have been set up the way they had, there was a lot of thought that the world was going to fritz out as computers were going to go haywire. The main thing a lot of people thought was the people in hospitals were going to die because
it was like the end of the world was coming.
We thought it was going to all shut down. Yeah. Everything was going to shut down. Yeah. Computers would stop working. Yes, that was the fear.
And then like a minute after,
we're like, all right, we're good.
We're fine.
I had a friend, Joe, I just had a friend tell me that their parents were so worried they hid like $5,000 in their house.
Wow.
Forgot about it, sold
no.
it, and then had to remember to go back and get it.
Wow. That's so good. That's really good. All right, coming up in 1 minute, what Marcus Epps said yesterday about his status for tomorrow night. We'll get to that in 1 minute.
It's never happened in the history of Benari Jewelers, but this event was worth the wait. I'm talking about their September financing event. You can dream big, pop the question, celebrate that special occasion because when you make a purchase at Benari Jewelers, you pay nothing down and get zero interest financing for 5 whole years. You heard that right. Not one penny down and absolutely no interest for 5 years at Benari Jewelers. Imagine a $10,000 designer engagement ring for less than $170 a month. Those $3,000 diamond studs, just $50 a month. Zero down, zero interest for 5 years. Visit Benari during the September financing event. I can't even speak. This is an unbelievable deal. This is free money. Look around. You see something you like. You divide the price by 60. Spread that payment over 5 years. You can finance the entire purchase price, including the tax. This is Benari's most aggressive offer ever. Now through September 30th, the September financing event exclusively at Benari Jewelers, Exton and Newtown Square on approved credit. Some exclusions apply.
It is the rally in Reuters for the day before the Eagles-Cowboys kick off the season. We're at the McGurk's in Reuersford. It's all presented by Jack Daniel's Whiskey. Two things about our show to either inform you of or remind you of. First thing, 7 o'clock today, AMA. You ask, we answer, so get some good, fun, creative questions in about sports or otherwise. And we'll have some fun with that coming up in about 20 minutes AMA here on the show. And the second thing is 8 o'clock today, we're going to give you a name. And with that name, you can win tickets to the Eagles-Cowboys game by socking that name away and being ready to call at 8 o'clock tomorrow when we ask you for what name we said. It'll be a classic Eagle, current or past, coach or player. And be ready tomorrow at 8 o'clock to know what name we tell you today at 8 o'clock. Of course, Rhea, you know, we do this before every Eagles game, as this time we give away Eagles-Cowboys tickets, banner reveal, Eagles-Cowboys season opener. We love doing it,
Rhea. And, of course, courtesy of our great partner, NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
Absolutely. So let's listen to Marcus Epps. I thought he was a pretty solid player years ago when he was here. He's back. How good? Well, time will tell. His status for tomorrow night? Let's find out what Marcus Epps said yesterday.
Feels great. I mean, it just honestly just feels right, and just feels like it's where I'm supposed to be right now at this point in my career. So it feels really good to be back.
I know it's probably a bit of a crash course, but coming here this late, having a game on Thursday, how do you feel you're picking up the defense and think you'll be ready to go if called upon on Thursday?
Yeah, I feel like I'm picking it up pretty good right now. Been meeting a lot extra early in the morning and after practice as well. So, you know, just doing everything I can to, you know, prepare like a professional and make sure that I'm ready if my name's called upon.
So no tip off there whether he'll start. He probably won't. Seems like it'll be Sidney Brown. I will tell you, Sidney Brown, and I mean this is no offense intended, but maybe the weakest starter entering the game, right?
Him and Adoree Jackson,
right? Yeah, I think Adoree a little bit more.
Could go either way. Yeah.
Could go either way.
Look,
we don't
know. Tell you this. I was not impressed with him in coverage in past years. I mean, we all know the guy is a freaking missile who can tackle. He can hit. He can inflict pain. That was evident the first time someone play a preseason game.
He needs to
but
rein
it's a coverage.
It in.
Yes,
right.
He is way
he
over aggressive.
Rein it in a little bit, and in some cases protect himself a little bit from some of the punishment. When you dish it out, you can mess yourself up too. But so I just like to see him play smarter at times. But more under control, more understanding of everything that's going on around him. This may not be a permanent thing, though, as we're talking about. Epps, when he gets up to speed, he's going to be a real consideration.
Yeah, and the main thing is going to be whether he's lost anything from that injury. If he hasn't, he could be their starter.
And Makuba, too. Makuba with the injury.
For sure.
Yeah,
see
for sure.
Later on, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'll say this. I feel really confident that within a couple games, they don't want Sidney Brown to be the starter. I can't prove it, but I'll tell you, I think I'm right.
It feels like he backed into the job, right?
Yeah, they drafted Makuba in the second round. Why? To start.
Yep.
I mean, right? I mean, really.
Second rounders start.
I like Sidney Brown. I like Sidney Brown.
I like
a lot.
Him as a
the
gunner on special teams. You know,
I love that he's got that edge. It's he is willing. You know,
oh, like, no doubt.
That's what you need in a strong safety. I really do appreciate that. He just needs to display that he, you know, is a little smarter, is a little more polished. That's it. He could be really good. I don't like the fact that it feels like everyone just dismisses this guy like, he's, you know, we're just waiting until the real safety gets here. Sidney Brown is a legitimate NFL safety.
No, we'll find out. He's going to get a shot.
Yes, he's going to get a shot, and I'm excited to see him prove himself because I do think he can do this thing.
All right, 215-592-9494. What do you make of the decision, the Eagles, to not be out there for the ring ceremony coming up tomorrow night? Let's get to Dennis in Springfield. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, good morning, gang. I'm kind of ambivalent about whether they want to come out or not. I think they've had their celebrating, and you know, they got their rings, they've done their tours, and this is more for the fans. This is absolutely for the fans to enjoy, and I think it's okay for them to lay back and let the fans enjoy it without themselves being out there.
Well, look, it's their choice. They've obviously made it. I will tell you this. As a fan, I would rather they be out there. So I'll enjoy it from my standpoint, but I think I'd enjoy – I mean, being honest, I think I'd enjoy it more if they were out there enjoying it themselves.
Just makes it a little weird, you know?
It does make it a little weird.
All right, now
but Dennis, I do get that they're preparing for battle that we, the fans, are not preparing for that will start, you know, 5 minutes after the ceremony. I mean, yeah. I'm not covering my eyes to that reality. I get the fact that their responsibility from 8:30 to 11:30 is different than our responsibility for those 3 hours.
Now, the real reason I called, you also asked, do you want the Eagles to embarrass the Cowboys? Yeah, I want them to embarrass them, humiliate them, do everything possible to them to make them look bad, because you're not making the Cowboys look bad. You know who you're making look bad? You're making the NFL look bad by putting a garbage team on Thursday night, a team that's only going to win maybe 6 games all year and still has 5 or 6.
Yeah.
I'm with Dennis. More
find out. I think they're going to come in last place in the NFC East.
Dennis, they did get their quarterback back, man. We'll say.
You know that I know it's not possible, but the day after they traded Parsons, the NFL should have flexed that game out and put a real team out.
Dennis, you know who got Green Bay's defense last night in our fantasy football league? This guy.
What, you?
Right here. Thumbs pointed to me. And you know who I drafted in the first round?
Oh, we know.
CeeDee Lamb. And you know who he's going to torch on Thursday night?
Planned it,
whoever the other corner is. No, I'm just
George
Cooper. Well, you know what? Don't start.
The other corner. The other corner.
Don't start CD tomorrow night because Quinion's going to lock him down.
Well, he's my first round pick. He's starting tomorrow night. Dennis, give me what was highly anticipated.
Okay, if your listeners are too old to remember Y2K, then they're probably too old to remember this. Yeah. Who shot JR?
Oh, yeah, well, that's a great answer, dude.
Yeah.
So, Rhea, that was such a big deal.
Oh, my God, it was insane. I mean, it was one of the craziest anticipated things ever.
So if you don't know what we're talking about from the TV show Dallas, it was a cliffhanger. JR was the main character. He got shot at the end of a season, and then you had to wait an entire, you know, until
summer.
The new season.
So what's the answer?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
I remember it was a huge deal. I remember it. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, that was, it felt big. That show felt big.
It was Kristen Shepherd, his sister-in-law and mistress.
I knew it. Was Larry Hagman JR?
Yes. Yeah, Larry Hagman.
Was the mistress.
So I met Larry Hagman once, by the way.
Who was the actress who did the shooting?
Well, I don't know. I just have her name in the. I really don't know.
Who cares?
Someone you've never heard of.
Who cares?
I really.
All right. So, did any of you hear the segment yesterday? Me on with the afternoon show, Spike, Lake, and Jack to talk about basketball rules.
I did not. I have gotten reports on the segment though. Yes.
So, first thing I'll say is, if anyone listening out there that heard the segment, I'd be fascinated with your reaction to it.
Yes.
You can weigh in at 215-592-9494. I will tell you, it was an absurd segment. I thought it was a funny segment. We covered a lot. We have two things still dangling. But, for instance, we did settle right out of the gate.
It settled.
Most of it settled, not all of it. But one thing that settled is out of bounds, out of bounds. What? The verdict is yes, out of bounds. I mean, I'm just saying, we started with that.
Wow, no, you guys must have spent a lot of time.
To get on common ground.
And is the half-court line out of bounds?
I get it, common ground.
Yes, the half-court line is out of bounds. Like,
okay, so that is worth discussing.
You have to. Take it back to the three-point line or the foul line. We'll be taking it back to the three-point
line.
That's
the correct decision there.
The two things that are still dangling are, shocker, the
free throw is still dangling.
Yeah, whether there will be foul shots.
It's still dangling?
And whether it'll be make it take it.
So the two most important things are still dangling.
I don't know if the other one's the most important, but I mean, we got through a lot. So so anyway, if you want to react to what you heard yesterday, it was quite. By the way, we're going to play that segment later in the show. It was.
I can't wait.
It was a throwdown. So 9 o'clock today.
What,
we'll
between you and mommy?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Dearest.
A lot up ahead today includes Shiel Kapati at 7:30, Ross Tucker 7:40. The season montage from last year at 7:50. The ticket giveaway, the name at least, to give you the chance to win the tickets tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Merrill Reese at 8 o'clock, and much more. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls and all this. What'd you make of the segment yesterday with Spike, Ike, and Boban? And also up ahead, in addition to the calls, AMA. We'll have some fun with that as well. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie. It is, of course, the Rally in Roersford. We're at McGurk's. It's presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. On 94 WIP. All right, let me.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.